Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
And grand rising. Thank you all for joining us on this Saturday morning edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and as you've seen in our weekly lineup, we are so excited to be with you every day of the week. And today is a special day because it, for many people celebrating around the world, is Christmas Eve. We've talked a lot this week about the moods around the holidays and sometimes how people can get a bit distressed if things aren't going the way the media tells them they should be going, if they don't have the love life they wanted or the income that they wanted, the career they wanted, their children aren't acting the way they want, or their siblings aren't being kind, or whatever the case may be, it makes them feel like they're not living their ideal life. But we just want to share some cheer today because often we are given news that brings us down. And it's important to know that all of us are adding to the collective vibration that affects our health, our sense of well-being. And it's not just an emotional condition, it's a physical condition. When you hear good news, it actually lifts your immune system and gives you a feeling of well-being. It actually strengthens your immune system. When you hear bad news, negative news, news that makes you feel sad or fearful or even guilty, that lowers your immune system and causes you to be more susceptible to illness. So today we want to raise your mood, your spirits, and your health to a higher state, a higher vibration, by sharing good news. Now, several years ago, we created a Facebook page called Get Inspired. And the purpose of it was to share every day good news, and we'd search the internet and basically put a lot of the good news stories on our page, on our Facebook page, Get Inspired, and we would share it. And many people said they appreciated some good news. It is important that we change the perspective of what's happening in the world from the idea that things are bad and the world's getting worse and there's no hope, because all of that creates a physical vibration that you can see. In a little while, we're going to do a little demonstration of how that works. But all of us are adding to the collective vibration that creates our reality. And if you feel good, if you're happy, if you're feeling joyful, you're adding to the vibration of joy. And because we are all connected energetically, psychically, physically, in ways that we are not understanding, we're affecting each other's moods. Now, you can see it happen all the time. Let's say you go to a concert and there's music and everybody's feeling happy and joyful. Well, that vibration is affecting everybody, so everybody's happy. And you can go to hear a comedian and they're telling jokes and everybody's laughing and there's a general feeling of joy in the atmosphere. Everybody's feeling upbeat. But now let's say at this, let's say it's a music concert and everybody's happy, dancing in the aisles, feeling good, and then some nutcase decides to break out in a fight. And they start arguing and then somebody pulls out a weapon and then everybody's heading for the hills, scattering, screaming, trying to get out of there, because one person changed the whole mood by because of what they did that was negative. This is what happens. Most of the time, people are in a good mood until someone injects something negative, and then it can change the whole mood. But you can have one person, and we've seen some of these comedians, you know, people like Trevor Noah or Kevin Hart, or people who can pack a whole stadium and have everybody laughing. One person can change a whole mood of hundreds of thousands of people. And we do it every day, all of us, unconsciously. Everywhere we go, we are changing the mood. We're creating either more upbeat moods or more downbeat moods, based on what we're adding to the collective consciousness. So we want to add to the collective consciousness joy. That's why we're here. That's what we do. But this Facebook page, Get Inspired, was basically created to lift the mood, change the mood, and add to the mood of joy so that people would be experiencing joy rather than the sadness and the fear that they get from watching the daily news reports that always give us the worst of human behavior. We need to change that. It's just like in the state in a classroom. You've got 30 children in a classroom, and maybe 5 of them are misbehaving. And so the teacher spends all day addressing those misbehaving students and kind of ignoring the ones that are, you know, quietly doing their work and behaving as asked. And so next thing you know, people say, oh, that classroom is bad. Oh, yeah, those are the bad kids in there. And, of course, the children get labeled, all of them, as a bad classroom. And, in fact, it's only 5 out of the 30 that are perpetually misbehaving. Well, it's the same way with neighborhoods, with cities, with countries. Those are the bad people. That's the dangerous place. Oh, that's terrible. No, it's actually just a fraction of the people who are misbehaving. But if all we hear about are the misbehaving people, then we get the misperception that it's more bad than good. And really, it isn't. It isn't. There's more good deeds being done every day than there are acts of meanness. So we're going to share with you in these next minutes some good deeds from our Facebook page, Get Inspired. Inspired an acronym for Inspirational News Stories Positively Influencing Readers Every Day. And we want to every day remind people that they have the power to add to the collective good with small acts of kindness, something as little as giving a smile and a compliment to the person standing on the bus stop next to you, or to the person who's ringing up your groceries, or to the person who just happens to be standing in line at the bank. You know, I mean, it's so many ways you can add to the joy just by choosing to give joy. Always give love. Always share love. Always bring love. And you will always receive love. This is how the world works. But let's go to a couple of stories. And the wonderful thing about these stories is that all over the planet, people are sharing love. It's interspecies even. We find stories where people are helping people, people are helping animals, animals are helping people, and animals are helping animals. It's interspecies. It's the kind of love that everybody is able to share. And we want to bring just a few of these stories, and then we're going to give you a physical demonstration of what happens when you add good to the mix and what happens when you add sadness to the mix. So let's start with this story here. Now, for those who are listening online, we will narrate what is being seen. But if you'd like to have a visual image, then we're going to suggest that you join us on either our Facebook page or our YouTube channel, The Female Solution. But we want you to get the full effect of what we're sharing, because these are people who are making a difference in situations that you wouldn't expect. And they are reminding us that all of us have the power to bring joy to the world. All of us have the power to make a big difference. All of us can change the reality that we're experiencing by the choices that we make. So in this video we're sharing, now, this, of course, is a video in which these are inmates in prison. And you would think, based on the fact that prison is a negative environment, that this would be an awful thing to have happen. And as the story is being told, this is a maximum security prison. And these inmates, we'll just play it for you. Security prison. You can see all the inmates with average sentences 20 life sentence. 20 years, that's a good chunk of your life. So that means they've done some serious crime. We wanted to share that story, just one of many that we share on our Facebook page, Get Inspired, because there is more good in all people than the negative, but we just want to make sure that we give time to those situations that are positive, so that we can remind people. Remind people that there truly is a reality in which people are sharing love. So that's just one. And we'll add to that other stories, because every day we look for good news that we can share so that you can have a different view of what actually is happening in the world. And we hear from our star of the microphone, Zelda Speaks of the HLN TV show. She says, Grand Rising, sister, the whole system of living is designed to keep us in negative states of mind. Thank God for the female solution. Yes, and thank God for my wonderful team of hosts that bring us so much love and light every day. And there are a whole lot of people that bring light to where they are. All it takes is one match to light a dark room. So what we just saw and heard, for those of you who are listening, was one man in a prison setting in a room full of 50 inmates and a piano. And of course he had some musical background, you know, probably somewhere in his life, maybe played for the church before he went astray, did whatever he did to get in the prison, but he came, sat down, played the music, and the men just started spontaneously singing together. It was a beautiful experience. And we can create these experiences everywhere we go by simply choosing to share love. So we're going to share some more from our Facebook page, Get Inspired, a page that we created to bring hope and to change the perception that the world is a negative place, because it is not. It really is not. It's a place where more people are doing good deeds. Just, again, like we said, in the classroom full of students, you might have out of 30 students, 5 that misbehave. And unfortunately, they get all the attention of the teacher, whereas the 25 that are behaving well and doing their work and making progress, they tend to get ignored. And so people walk past that classroom and say, oh, that's a bad class, mislabeling it because of a fraction, small fraction of students that are out of order. And that's the way the world is. So on the Facebook page, Get Inspired, we want you to get inspired with daily stories that remind us that we really are a loving place. I'm going to share this one. You know, there is a loving spirit in all of us, and we don't realize that everybody has the power to share love. And it's interspecies sharing. So sometimes we see a loving spirit even in our animal friends, and it inspires us because we realize that they have the power to love just as we do. So now this story is about a puppy that lost its mother. And surprisingly was nurtured by a mother duck. So we want you to take a look at this story here.
We were just kids when we fell in love.
Brought up by a mother duck.
And
then little puppy climbing on the back of the duck. And finally the puppy is grown up and can even help the mother duck take care of the smaller
duckling.
So take a look at this. Mother duck went out to play. She took the little puppy with her, and he rode on her back. And then, as she grew bigger, he would help to retrieve some of the little ducklings that were still small. And the little baby,
we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was.
The duck, and as he grew up, struggled with the duck.
Darling, kiss me slow. Your heart is so light.
The love of the
up one morning and decides to go. The difference between
a father was listening to his daughter pray. God bless mommy.
The difference between
Sometimes, of course, we have a chance to witness that kind of selflessness, and it can be very inspired. And we are grateful when we are reminded that love has no color, love has no gender, love doesn't even have a species. You can share love whatever you are. And our dear sister Zelda says, by the way, looking simply beautiful, very colorful, gorgeous. Oh, thank you so much. Yes. So today I'm wearing my little head wrap because I washed my hair. I got what they call Bantu knots. Yes. So I'm looking cultural today for all of you all. Thank you so much, my dear sister. But this is what we have the power to do every day, is to inspire with whatever we do. And we can make a difference wherever we are with just a small act of kindness. All of us have the power to make a difference, no matter where we are, no matter who we are. So when we pass a stranger, we can change that person's day with just a smile, a little compliment, a word of cheer, a little joke. And you never know how you're changing the energy of a person. And you can set into motion a whole series of things simply because you have added positivity to their lives. This is something that doesn't cost anything, something very simple, something as simple as bringing joy, something as simple as an act of kindness, something as simple as showing love to a stranger. It doesn't cost a thing, and it makes a difference. Everywhere we are, there is an energetic field. And when you come into that space, you add your energy, whatever it is. If it's positive, you're adding positive energy. If it's negative, you're adding negative energy. So we're going to demonstrate what that looks like. Because all over the world, all of us are adding our little piece of the energetic field that is planet Earth. And the positivity is being strengthened by positive people doing positive acts. The negativity is being added to by those who are adding negative energy. But those who are adding positive energy have the ability to supersede the negative energy. Because negative energy is simply the absence of the energy of love. If you add more love, you'll have more love. And this is what we have the power to do. So we're going to take a quick break and bring you a message from someone who's been adding to the love.
Higher than ever.
Someone who has been encouraging people to share and to make a difference. And someone who is even throwing his hat into the ring and running for mayor of the city of Chicago, Dr. Willie Wilson, has raised the bar, set a higher standard on public servants. If you are going to serve the public, then you really have to care about the public. So we'll be right back after this quick break. And we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We're going to share more good deeds from the Facebook page, Get Inspired. And we want you to get inspired and think about ways that you can have an impact on the people whose lives that you touch, because all of us touch lives, and all of us can make a difference every single day.
Tax are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Of the judging of the contest. They win scholarship monies and surprises, and we really want to help them lift the spirits of people by sharing their gifts and talents. We're all here to share what we've been given by our Creator, and this is why we're here, to live in a state of joy. So let's share the joy. Let's share the love. Let's bring the peace. We can do this. We can be a part of what changes the world into the way it should be, because we can add light to darkness. All of us have the power to do so. So let's go to our phone lines. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. We'll go to our phone lines as we get ready to set up our next video that we're sharing from Get Inspired Facebook page. And feel free to go to you'll see the symbol, the many hands holding in a circle, because this is what we are. We are a circle of life, and we can always share the love, share the joy, share the peace, and we can share the light. So let me go to 312-671 and introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us some inspirational information so we can get inspired.
Hallelujah. Wayon Yah Shalom. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and especially Happy Kwanzaa to you and the Female Solution. Brothers and sisters all over the world, it is a happy, happy day, and I am Minister Plunk for yours truly, even though it is cold in Chicago. I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, and I am wise. And I like to just share this thought for inspirational for all of us, and when we do this, we will be more happy than ever. And that is Black Love Matters Too. And that is you. All the answers are in you, and we hold ourselves accountable for the conditions of our community, support our efforts as we exercise change. And that is the one thing, Sister Naima, that is for certain in life. And I am expecting the HalWashingtonFoundation.info to share unity in the community. Black in Black Love, information, as you are saying, is a key to success. And especially Happy Kwanzaa, Black Power Education is the very, very best. We're going to be doing this on December the 26th, 2022. That's the fourth Sunday, too. And this Sunday, I mean Monday, excuse me, this fourth Monday, is dedicated to Dr. Webb Evans, Pastor and Marion Earl Sordon, Mel Washington, and you, Naima, and yours truly, Minister Plump. It's going to be also located at Lake Grove Village, 3515 South Cottage Grove, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And we are happy that we can share this information, because information, as you say too, and we say the same, is a key to success. Love is the best, and love equals to 21. And 21, see, people can make something sad or mad or bad every day. But when you deal with love, you're happy in a special way, and that is communication. So thank you for the Female Solution. I think that you and the blog radio station is the best of the best in the world to share more love and success and joy and peace, and we are plumping up Chicago, America, and the world with peace, love, unity, marketing people. And it equals to joy for you, me, and everyone. Black people, white, red, brown, and yellow. That's the whole world. So remember, Mayor Washington said, we must plump the whole community. And we are doing
that. We know you're on your job every day. We appreciate you so very much, and for being peace, love, unity marketing people every day. We appreciate all that you do. And for those people who are not aware of what Kwanzaa is, of course, it's December 26th through January 1st, a cultural celebration initiated by Maulana Ron Karenga back in 1966 as a way to remind us of our cultural roots in Africa, as well as to steer our economic enterprises in a way that will enhance those businesses and enterprises and products after the Christmas buying season so that we could steer those dollars culturally to our communities and to people who are presenting products and services for our benefit.
Sister Naima?
Yes, sir.
Sister Naima? Yes, I'd just like to add a little plus to what you're saying, because it really means we and us, Kwanzaa, and it also equals to 23, which means unlimited blessings for you and the whole world, for us all, that Dr. Webb Evans created by black, invest into black. Black is beautiful, and black is powerful. And we went to the movie to see Kwanzaa Forever, and it was fantastic. And I do encourage everyone to go and see that movie.
Yeah, Black Panther, Wakanda. Yeah, that was quite an effective film, I must say. Looking forward to probably some Oscar nominations coming out of that. I mean, we've got some really great films, and since you brought up films, I do want to say this. You know, we are very diligent moviegoers and have very talented actors with very powerful stories, great writers, directors, producers, and there was a year that there were literally no black Oscar nominees, and Jada Pinkett Smith made a point that we need to stop patronizing places that do not honor our talents and our gifts and our skills. And so when she called for this boycott of the Oscars, a lot of people were upset. And, you know, of course, Chris Rock, he was hosting the Oscars that year. And he kind of made a joke about it, sort of made fun of her. You know, that's what the comedians do, get people to laugh, even though, you know, stuff might not be funny. Made a joke about her, you know, not being invited, how you going to boycott something you're not invited to and all that sort of thing. But that, I'm sure that stung, you know. And I have to say this because sometimes you can say things and the negative energy you put out there comes back to you. And we know what happened at the recent Oscars. And I see that little ding at her, that kind of came back on him in a way that was unexpected. But the reality is that year, these past Oscars, we saw more black nominees, more black directors, more blacks in film. We saw more black participation in the Oscars in this recent year. And I haven't heard anybody give Jada Pinkett Smith credit for that, but I give her credit for that because I know that when we use that B word, boycott, it turns on some lights because we are the ones that are fueling a whole lot of industries with our buying. So when Webb Evans talks about buy black, it's because we know the power of our dollars. We can raise up or tear down any industry because of our collective buying power. And obviously we had some buying power because we saw a big change in the colors of the Oscar because it made a difference when someone says, well, look, if you don't honor us, you know, we can just go and do something else and create our own. Hey, all of a sudden, now we got all these black nominees, we've got black people organizing the Oscars, we've got black people hosting the Oscars, we've got all of that. Because when we say boycott, things change. And so I give her credit for that because that did see a transformation in those Oscar awards. And so we definitely honor Dr. Webb Evans for his work in raising our awareness of how much positive energy we have with our dollars. We empower the people that we spend money with, and we have to know that, because there's no reason for there to be poverty anywhere. Nowhere in America
That's right.
should there be poverty. There's too much money circulating. So if we have neighborhoods that are impoverished, it's because we're not pouring the money into them. We're not investing. We're not buying. We're not sharing. So Kwanzaa is an opportunity for us to get to know the businesses that are out there. There are various events where people are vending. If you haven't been to their shops, you can certainly see them as vendors and then, you know, follow up and patronize them throughout the year. But all of this is to raise our awareness of the power that we have to fix whatever problem that we have. So we don't need to wait for somebody else to change. When we change our buying habits, everybody shifts to accommodate us, and we got to know that so we can know the power that we have. So thank you.
We can make the difference, Sister Naima. You know, with the change is all of the changes in the individuals. And more information, brothers and sisters, can go to the Harold Washington Foundation.info or call Minister Plump at 312-671-2773. We have special guests, which is the 63rd and 64th Street Dramas, and we're asking all of the musicians to bring their music, bring their instruments, and we're going to patronize them too as we do what we do. Because music is a way of life that we all can feel good and joy to the world, and the whole earth and the universe was created in unity. So God loves us all. He created us all, and we should demonstrate on that unity day. Thank you so much. Here, we love you,
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. God bless
you.
God's will only.
Yes, and that was our dear brother minister, Robert Floyd Plump, doing what he does best, and that is promote. And, of course, we know that our cultural celebrations tend to come in the cold months, like, you know, Kwanzaa in December and then February, but that's okay, even though a lot of the you know, culture is drumming and dancing and, you know, bare feet and all that sort of thing, we can still do that in the summertime as well. And you know, it's okay if we're inside and, you know, wear some warm clothing, because we know what the weather is in these cold climates, and we can still celebrate our culture. And it doesn't have to be just 1 month or 1 week out of a year. It's all the time. It's a way of life to celebrate who we are. All of us have something to celebrate. So we want to share with you, and of course, if you're watching us on Facebook, you see the Facebook page, Get Inspired, the symbolic hands held at the sunset. And every day we post something that can get people inspired and remind them of the good deeds being done everywhere in the world. So it's not always the worst of things happening. Sometimes we just need to know that other people really are sharing love. Now, this story here, it's a photograph we want to share with you, posted from a person who just happened to see Party TV. It was posted September 22nd this year, and he said, I pulled up to the hardware store and watched this take place right in front of me. This guy sees two kids walking in the pouring rain while one is pushing his broken bicycle, and this man stops everything he's doing and spends 5 minutes getting drenched in the rain while he fixes his little boy's bike. And then the children rode off so happy, and the man left with a big smile on his face from ear to ear. And he says, this is the America that I know. High five to you, good sir. And this is what Party TV posted, and I've shared on Get Inspired. And it's a beautiful story. You know, you see a black middle-aged man and two little white boys, and he's fixing their bike. And, of course, it kind of brought a tear to my eye because it made me think of my father. That's the kind of thing that he does, that he would do all the time, help strangers, help little children. And when we do these things and you see that it's cross-racial, cross-cultural, you know, love is just love. It just makes a difference. Such a act of kindness that I'm sure will affect these young boys for the rest of their lives. Beautiful picture. So go on, get inspired if you want to see that one as well. And now this is a story, and I'm going to share this. Because this is one of my favorite comedians, and so let me see if I can perhaps make this a little larger. But it's Michael Jr. comedy, and he's sharing the story of how he chose to help a family. So let's see if we can share this with you.
But I try to give when I should give. I try to never give out of compulsion.
Okay, we go.
But I try to give when I should give. I try to never give out. Okay, so I'm the type of person, right? I love to give. Like, I love giving, right? But I try to give when I should give. I try to never give out of compulsion or emotion, right? You ever see them commercials of the wounded dogs? Please send this dog $20. I ain't getting that dog the money. He got a job. He after. I see him on TV. I try to give when I should give. I try to never give out of compulsion or emotion, right? So recently I met this family, right? The Richardson family. I think we have a picture of the Richardsons. I think we have a picture of them. That's the Richardson family. Beautiful family. Look at the little boy between his dad's legs. He is doing too much right now, right? Beautiful family. So let me tell you about the Richardsons, right? The Richardsons have 5 biological kids, right? And then they adopted 2 teenagers. And at the same time, they were fostering 5 siblings, all under the age of 7. That's a grip of kids. Then someone came along and they wanted to adopt 2 of the 5 siblings, which means they would be split up and probably never see each other again. Well, the Richardsons, who don't make much money at all, they were fine with stepping up, getting additional jobs, doing whatever they needed to do, and they adopted the 5 kids, which was awesome, right? But then someone came along through some circumstance, and they stole one of their vehicles. Now, this really big family is down to 1 vehicle, and they sometimes have to make, like, 2 trips to get places. And this is where I found out about it. And I felt like I was supposed to do something. But I didn't feel like I was supposed to just buy them a vehicle. I felt like I was supposed to do something more. So me and my family got together, we prayed, and we came up with this idea to do a comedy show fundraiser for the family. But if I do a regular comedy show fundraiser, that is technically me buying them a vehicle. So what we did was we printed up these tickets, right? And we went to 4 of my events across the country, and we told people about the Richardsons. And we said to them, hey, you saw the Richardsons, and we got this thing we want to do. We want you to buy tickets to a comedy show called the No Show Comedy Show. They was like, well, when is it? I was like, I don't know. I'm not going to be there. And people bought tickets. I was blown away. Listen, now the Richardsons have no idea we're doing this because I didn't know if it was going to work. We didn't want to get them excited, get their hopes up. And listen, the ticket buyers, we didn't promise them anything at all. The back of the ticket actually said, you're buying a ticket to a show that won't happen, and this is not a tax deduction. We ain't promised them nothing at all. The only thing we said, if the family gives us permission, we'll capture their story and we'll share it with you. That's the only thing we said to them. So I'm feeling like the vehicle to get for this family is a Nissan NV. I don't know if you've ever seen this before, but it's a big vehicle. It could fit like the whole family. So we get some money together and we go to the dealership and they have a Nissan NV and we got enough money for it. But then I also noticed that they had the Nissan NV. Well, I'm the type of person, I like to give the same way I want to receive. So I want the Nissan NV. But the dealership found out what we're doing, and they bought 40 tickets for all their employees to a show that would never happen. we got to get the Nissan MV. So then I go over to family's house to capture their story. They still have no idea we're working out this deal and getting this vehicle for them. They have no idea. So I go over to their house, and I tell them the reason I'm there is maybe we can, I'm telling them we're doing a fundraising video for them, so maybe they can raise some money, pay off some bills, right? They have no idea what's going on. So I go over to their house, and they're telling me about these kids that they adopted. And some of the stories are really hard to hear because the kids have been abused, and it was just hard for me to hear. And I remember I needed a break. I was like, hey, can we just take a break for a second? And I remember going over by the kitchen, and they had a picture on the wall that they had cut out of a magazine, and it had been on their wall for 2 years. This is the picture.
This is the Nissan NV.
That is
car.
A Nissan NV. They actually wrote on top of it, God is awesome, this is our car. Reach for the doors. So here's the thing. We have the family's vehicle. Not only do we have their vehicle, we now know we have their dream vehicle. And the family doesn't know it. Now all we have to do is figure out a way to deliver it. Well, I do comedy. Delivery is what I do. So we all go to their house. They're all piled in to watch the video. But what we really want to do is watch them watch the video. Because in the midst of this, I'm going to sneak out, go outside, interrupt the video, and it's going to be me in front of their house introducing them to their brand new Nissan MV. Check it. I know you're in there sitting on the couch wondering if this is actually a real live video. Well, it is. And the reason I'm in front of your house right now is because I would love it if you and your whole crew and everybody else would simply just come outside so you could see your brand new Nissan MV.
Driving up to the house.
Are only $400 a month. So no, no, it's completely paid for. 100%. No, this isn't a Michael Jr. thing. This is about a family and people y'all never met before heard y'all's story. We decided to do a comedy show fundraising, but there actually wasn't a show. So people all over the country, my fans, different places, got together and bought tickets to a show that don't even exist. See how that is.
That was another post on our Facebook page, Get Inspired, because we want you to get inspired. These stories of people that are doing loving things, because there really are more people doing good deeds in the world than there are people doing acts of meanness. And we want you to know that there is more love being shared in the world than there is non-love. So we're going to take another quick break and come back and bring you more stories from our Facebook page, Get Inspired. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak. We'll gladly open your mic and get your thoughts, and feel free to share your inspirational stories. Maybe someone has done a really good deed for you, or maybe you've done a really good deed for someone else. But we want the world to be inspired, to know there is more good, there is more love, there is more joy being shared than the other things. Because when we give, when we add to the mix of joy and love, then things change. The world changes. And we change on the inside. It actually strengthens our well-being. And so we'll be right back after this quick break, and we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Watch the Media Connection. Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif, and today we are sharing good news from our YouTube channel, our Facebook page, rather, Get Inspired. So we want to share another story with you because a lot of people are angry at police. And we see stories every day that enrage us when we think about traffic stops that turn fatal for no good reason. And we wonder, what is wrong? Why are people so mean? Well, not everybody is mean. Some people are actually doing acts of kindness. And so we want to share with you this particular story that was brought to our attention by Fox News that we wanted to share because there are people who are out here that are kind and loving and spiritual who just happen to be police officers. And so here is one story that we've shared on our Facebook page, Get Inspired. And it's from Fox News. It's entitled Prayer Stop. Cop stops a family for speeding, prays for dad that is ill. And it warms your heart because it lets you know that some people haven't forgotten their humanity. So let's take a look at it.
North Carolina turned into a powerful moment of shared faith. And a traffic stop in North Carolina turned into a powerful moment of shared faith. And the photo of the moment a state trooper paused to pray with a man dying of cancer has gone viral. It is inspiring people all across the country. So I'm happy to bring in the pair behind the wonderful story, the daughter who took the photo of her dad, Ashley Wilkerson, and North Carolina state trooper Jarrett Doty. It is great to have you two with us tonight.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here.
Okay, so to give folks a little bit of background, Trooper, you pulled Ashley over when she was speeding, and as you approached the car, her father, who had been, she was transporting him from a chemo appointment, stuck up for his baby girl and had nice things to say about her, and you found out that he was struggling and suffering from cancer at that point. You left and went to your car for a bit, and Ashley, I know you thought he was gone for a long time. What did you think was happening?
I said, oh, my gosh, Dad, what is going on? You think my life is okay? My insurance? What's wrong with my car? He is taking a long time. And so he said it would be fine. But, of course, it was natural to wonder what was taking him so long.
Yeah, the wait is always bad. When the license is in hand and you're thinking, what is going to happen here? Now, Trooper, you had your own very serious health struggle. You came back to the car and approached that father, and what happened next?
Well, you know, the first approach, my heart just went out to him. I felt immediately drawn to him for some reason. And when I went back to my car, I reapproached the second time and just asked if I could ask him a question. I said, Mr. Gaskin, may I ask you a question? And he said, sure. And I asked him what type of cancer did he have, and he told me colon cancer. And I just related to him on many more levels at that point. I had suffered from ulcerative colitis. I just had my colon removed 6 months prior to the stop. And he showed me a pouch he had that he had from the hospital for a drain tube, and I had the exact same drain tube. So I was just... It just made it so many more layers to this story, and I just asked if I could pray with him, and he told me he was a deacon in his church, and he welcomed the prayers. So we joined hands, and I had a small cross in my hand, and when we locked hands, I put the cross in his hand. We had our prayer. When we finished, at that time I just thought everybody's eyes were closed and heads were bowed at the moment. I had no idea a picture was even taken. But when we finished the prayer, I gave Ashley her license and registration back, told him that I would continue to pray for him on his journey, and I'd return to my vehicle.
I mean, this is such a beautiful thing. Ashley, I love that you captured this picture. And unfortunately, God bless you and your family. You lost your father. I know that you've said he's your favorite person in the world. You had a very special relationship with him. And it wasn't until after he passed, in your grief, you managed to share this story and posted this to social media. It eventually got all the way back to the North Carolina State Troopers and to Trooper Doty, and that's when he found out that you'd actually taken this picture. Did you have any idea, Ashley, this would go so viral and really be a blessing to so many people?
I didn't. You know, my dad passed away, Anthony Tony Geddes. He passed away yesterday, was a month. And at the time that I made this post, it was a week from his transition. And I was just leaning into my vulnerability. I was in a tearful state. I was sad. I was grieving. And I just missed them. I just really missed them. And I was reminded in that moment about this particular interaction between he and Trooper Doty. And in that moment, I was more so thinking about the fact that my dad protected me even in his sickness, even in his exhausted state. We were heading back from North Carolina where he had his treatment that day. So anytime he had treatment, he was a little fatigued, a little tired. He even had the clear his voice to speak to the officer, and he spoke in a very low tone, but in that moment, he wanted to protect his daughter, and I asked him, because he was a very private man, and I said, Dad, why did you share your condition? What made you share that you had cancer? And he said, I never want you to be penalized for taking care of me. And I said, well, Dad, I don't mind. I'll come back. I'll pay the ticket. I'll go to court. And he said, no, I don't want you to get in trouble. I wouldn't want that on my conscience. And so in that moment of grief, I was just reminded that my dad loved me, that he protected me to the very end, and that he was a praying man. He was a fighter. He fought colon cancer as hard and as long as he could for that 2-year stint of ongoing treatments and surgeries and visits and medical appointments. He fought and he prayed and he maintained a positive spirit and attitude through his entire time. So I just wanted to honor him in that moment and an example of what his fatherhood meant to me, because he was truly an incredible dad and will continue to be an incredible dad for me.
Wow. So that was another example of when the best of humanity comes out of us. Everybody has that spirit of God within them. We just have to help them find it. There's only light. There's only one power. There isn't light and darkness. There's light and the absence of light. There's light and there's shadow. And what is a shadow? A shadow is a spot where light has not penetrated, where light is blocked, where light is not. But you can't go into a room and turn on darkness. Darkness does not have energy. Darkness is only the absence of light. So when we know that, we don't look at people as having the power of evil over us. They don't have it. What they have is the absence of light. But we can always give light, and then they'll have it. So we should never fear each other. We should simply see that when someone needs more light. And encounters like this let us know that everybody has light within them. Everybody is a being created by the Creator, a loving being. Something happens. Something happens that changes that. And if we can add more love, then we'll have more love. So, I'm going to just for a moment demonstrate what happens when we have the collective energy of all people. And if you are listening online, then, you know, we encourage you to get a visual image by joining us on Facebook Live, The Female Solution, or YouTube, The Female Solution. And, you know, feel free to write in your comments. And if you're on our switchboard, feel free to press 1. That will light your number up, and we'll certainly open your mic and get your comments. So what we have here, just going to demonstrate to you how this principle works so that you can understand that all of us are contributing to the collective. All of us are adding something to the total vibration, whether it is positive or negative. We're all adding something, and it's our decision as to what we're going to add. So here we have a bowl of clear water. Bowl of water. And the water is clear. As a matter of fact, let me lift it up just a little more so we can see it on the screen. Because we want to give you a visual image of how you are adding to the collective energy of the world, of your household, of the community. But let's say this is, move it over, no, the other way. There we go. My name out of the way here. All righty. So now, here we have this bowl of water. So this is the collective energy. And this clear water, this is the state of peace. So we start out with the state of peace, clear water. Now, each person, let's say each person is represented by a cup. I have cups here, and they're all different colors. I have two white ones, green one, white, red one, red one. Dark blue one. A yellow one. So now all of these are cups. And you don't know, you can't tell by looking at this cup what's on the inside, just like you can't tell what's inside a person by looking at them. You can't tell what's inside of them. Only the energy that they give you lets you know what's inside. So let's say each person comes into, let's say this bowl is a room full of people, the energy in a room full of people, and the room starts out peaceful, and then someone comes in. Now, this person, symbolized by this yellow cup, they add their energy, and they come bringing peace, so the room is still peaceful. And then you have person in red. They come and they're bringing their energy. And it's still peaceful. And then you have this person. They come, they bring their energy. And it's still clear water, still peaceful. Then you have another person come. It looks just like that person who just came, right? And they're bringing their energy. Oh. But theirs has a little dirt in it. They're a little negative. They got an attitude. And they're adding that negative attitude to the overall energy of the room. And it's not so peaceful now because of what they have added. And then you've got another person that comes. They add a little more clear liquid, a little more peace, but then you've got someone else comes with an attitude, more dirt. And the dirt symbolizes the negative energy of people who are coming with negative attitudes, mean words. And here's another one. It comes and adds some more positive energy. And then someone brings more dirt, more negative energy. So now we've got this bowl. If you can see, it's now dirty. Because some people came, and rather than them bring a positive energy, positive spirit, positive words, they came with negativity. They came saying mean things. They came doing mean things. They came wanting to fight somebody. Each person brought their energy into this room, and now it contains the collective energy of everyone in here. And it's not peaceful anymore. But each person added something. So everywhere you go, you're adding something. The question is, what are you adding to the mix? What are you adding? Are you bringing peace, or are you bringing non-peace? Are you bringing an attitude of anger or resentment? Or are you bringing love and joy? What are you adding? So we can look at that bowl of water that started out clear and clean and ended up dirty. And we can make that be our household. Are you coming in, arguing, fussing, upsetting everybody? Or are you coming bringing happiness, joy, fun? What are you adding? You could take that to mean your neighborhood. Are you the neighbor that's always upset and fussing and angry at people, hollering at the neighbor's children, making everybody sad? Or are you the neighbor that everyone fears because you're the neighbor that brings people who don't like you and may want to shoot you because you've done bad things to them, and so you bring danger to the neighborhood? Are you the neighbor that people have to worry about is going to break in their car or their home when they leave? What are you bringing? Or are you the neighbor that welcomes the new people and bakes a cake? Are you the neighbor that brings condolences if someone passes away? Are you the neighbor that organizes the block party, brings joy to the whole block? Are you the one who brings the uplifted spirit? What are you bringing? Are you the one that makes life better for other people? What are you bringing? That bowl could be your workplace. What are you bringing every day? Are you the one who will order a pizza for everybody and treat everybody and give everybody a little joy for the day? Or are you the person that's always tattling, saying, well, this person didn't do this right, this person didn't do that right, and have everybody always afraid they're going to get fired because of what you say, your tattling, your mean-spirited resentment? What are you bringing? Are you bringing joy? Or are you bringing non-joy, non-love, non-light? What are you bringing? What are you adding to the mix? You add to the mix everywhere you go. What are you adding? You're adding something to this very world we live in, the entire planet Earth. You're adding. What are you adding every day you wake up? You're adding to the energy. Either you're adding to the positive energy or you're adding to the negative energy. And we've just demonstrated, for those who are watching, we've demonstrated what it looks like when you add negative energy. And what was clean water is now dirty. What are you adding? So how much more do we need to add to lessen the impact of the negative? There's many people who are doing positive things. There's many, many people doing positive things. And they're adding to the love. They're adding to the joy. They're adding to the peace. So we want to make it known that this is happening so that we can feel better. We can be inspired to add, because we can know that there really is more love than non-love being shared with the world. We can choose to add to the good, because ultimately the good will triumph, but it will have an impact much quicker when we choose to add to it. That's our purpose for being here. So before we take another break, I'm going to share another piece from our Facebook page, Get Inspired, because we want you to get inspired. We want you to know that there are many more people doing good deeds than there are doing harmful deeds. There are many more people that are choosing to be kind and loving than are choosing to be mean and hurtful. We just need to tell their stories so that others know that it exists. So now we want to share a story with you of someone doing a good deed for an animal in distress. And we're going to share this with you, see if I can... Wait a minute. Because here, and this is recorded on... The Dodo is the name of this site that we shared this. An animal in distress in the cold water, and someone who saw it wanted to come to their rescue. And this was not an easy thing to do because this water was cold. And yet someone was moved to go and try to help. And so it took some sacrifice. Definitely was a sacrifice made to get into the water. So let's take a look. Ukraine. There's an animal trapped in the icy water. And a man is stripped down to his trunks, basically, to get to the water. A puppy, his sister, trapped in the water. Little male puppy, he's crying for help. His sister's trapped in the water. The ice won't leave her side. This man stole. And he pulls the other little pup out of the water, out of the ice when he was trapped, swims over to him, and pulls him out of the ice. Dog can get to safety. Now, of course, it's icy water, so you know this man got to be cold, but he got the dog to the shore. She was reunited with her brother and mother. And this man, and this is another story from Boston, where a man is kicking through the ice to save an animal that's trapped in the frozen ice. He's got a full body. Sticking through the ice, you can hear sirens. Someone's called. Another little dog trapped under the ice. He pulls him free. Got some people with a rope and pulls the dog up out of the ice. The dog is able to walk onto the hard ice and save. Another story of a human being helping out an animal. So we wanted to share those stories with you because there are people who are doing good deeds. There are people. There are people who care about all life, and they're willing to risk their lives to help someone else. So we wanted to share these with you. We're going to take a quick break and come back with some more stories that we have posted on our Facebook page. Get inspired, because we want you to get inspired by the good deeds of people who are letting their light shine. Let's share a few comments before we take a break. And our sister Joy says, Grand Rising, Madam Naima, good question. What are you adding to the atmosphere of the room you enter? What a conversation. Love your neighbor. What do you bring to the neighborhood? What are you bringing? You add to the mix. Yes. Love your demonstration, Mama Naima. Yes. Visuals always help you to see. Absolutely. Yes. And Mama Joy says, tell your story so others will know that they are not alone in doing good. An Oprah Winfrey billboard said, be a force for good. That's right. Yes, I was listening to I was watching a video that Oprah did when she talked about the most significant moment of her life when she went to Africa and she just handed out all these gifts to children in orphanages, and just what a powerful moment. Of course, she even cried telling it. But when you do a good deed for somebody, it does something for you. It is such a powerful boost to your immune system. And it's funny how we're wired to heal ourselves when we help others. We're all connected. We are one energy. And so we're adding to the one energy. And when we add positive energy, then we heal the collective. So that's why we must choose to do good. So we're going to take another quick break. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, feel free to give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1. And if you're on our switchboard now, feel free to press 1. We'll open your mic and get your comments. Share some good news, people who have perhaps surprised you. Maybe someone who has given you an unexpected gift, or someone who's inspired you to do a good deed. Share your good news. We'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Perfect Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
And we are back. You are listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif, and today we want to lift your spirits with good news. We're sharing stories that we have posted on our Facebook page created several years ago called Get Inspired. And we want to inspire you to add to the mix, add to the positive energy on the earth by doing random acts of kindness. And we want to continue to share those good deeds that so many are doing across the world and maybe right even in your own backyard, so that you know that there are people who share love all the time and much more than people who are doing deeds that are hurtful. There are people who are doing deeds of kindness. So we want to make sure that we let people know that there is more good than non-good in the world so that we can see things differently. And when we see things differently, then rather than feeling hopeless, we will be full of hope. And we will choose to add the positivity that we have the power to add to the entire collective. So let's share a few more stories. And this is another one from the Dodo, just showing some help. And another thing, it helps us to remember to never be afraid to ask for help, because you never know whose heart you can touch. So this is a story of a mother whose child was injured, a mother dog whose child was injured, and she needed some help. And someone heard her cries and chose to come to her rescue. So you never know whose heart you may touch to help you. So never be afraid to ask when you need help. And let's open the sound to hear this story. Mother's child, this puppy, possibly injured by a car. And a man stops, sees his little dog, needs help. That the mother's anxious. The puppy's crying. The mother's in distress. The man picks up the pup and he's from the animal rescue. They're actually taking the puppy to, you know, the animal hospital where they can treat its wounds, clean it up. Recovery, and after some time, they took the recovered puppy back to his mother, wound healed, and all the workers at the facility were so kind and loving to this injured puppy. Now it's grown a little bit, now it's healed. And they all showed him so much love, and they brought him back to the home where his mother lived. They brought the puppy back, and there are, of course, other pups. He's able to join the rest of the family. And you can see that the mother is so grateful. They brought some food along, share with the other dogs. There are like three other puppies. And this was from Animal Aid Unlimited. So this was another beautiful story of human beings doing what they have the power to do, which is help. So we've been given these hands so that we can help. That's what they're for. And that was such a beautiful story of some people choosing to help. And the puppy had been badly injured, very badly injured, and was definitely in a lot of pain, and his mother was in a lot of pain. So you never know who may hear a cry for help and may choose to help you. So we have shared many of these stories of people helping animals, animals helping people, people helping people, animals helping animals, and all over the world. We have the opportunity.
Had any kind of human involved. He was very scared when we saw him. It was very hard to take it in.
Oh, that's horrible.
And there are so many times that we can reach out a helping hand to someone who needs help and make a big difference. Not only do we affect the one that we help, we affect those who watch us helping someone. We give so much attention to people who are doing things that are hurtful, but we really need to give even more attention to those who are helpful. And we'll just show a couple of more little acts of kindness, because it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much to make a difference. So if you want to join us on Facebook Live, just go to the Female Solution Facebook page and you'll see the visuals. If not, we'll describe to you the scene. Now, this is from Amazing Cat, and what you see is a cat patting the head of a bird. Now, you know, like Tweety and Sylvester, mostly the cat's trying to eat the bird. But this is a cat that's very gently petting the head of a bird. So gentle, so kind, so loving. And you wouldn't believe it if you didn't see it. But that lets you know that there is no such thing as natural enemies. This cat is in a very kind and loving way petting the head of this parakeet. That's from AmazinglyCat.com. So that's another image we're sharing. And now this is a dog that has learned CPR and so an officer who is down the dog. This adorable pup is demonstrating CPR for elementary school children to show them that first aid can save lives. Poncho, the 8-year-old Cocker Spaniel, ran to the fallen officer to simulate chest compression. So he's actually pouncing on the chest and even paused to check for his partner's breath. So you can see the dog actually listening for, checking a pulse, putting his head on the neck to see if the pulse. And Poncho is trained by police to check for explosives. He also knows how to do CPR. So we see a dog performing CPR as a demonstration to school children on how you can save lives. So that lets you know that being kind is an interspecies possibility. You can always help, and you can always show love. You can always be kind, and you can always care. So this is another story of a rescue group, and we'll show you this story because two swans have been separated. One has been injured. 3 weeks ago, the female bird had fallen ill, and a rescue group had treated her And so now they're returning her to the water and to her mate, taking her out of the protective covering. And her partner's in the pond waiting. And this is such a beautiful thing. If you've ever seen a swan dance, so beautiful. The two love birds are reunited, even together. Their necks even looking like what looks like a heart. And so that was another beautiful story that we've shared. Human beings can really do some wonderful, magical things. We've been given hands, digits, means to hold things and make things so that we can be helpful to others. And sometimes others are helpful to us even. So we have a chance. To be more helpful to more people. And so we want to always remind people that they have the power to change whatever the circumstances are in their midst. And so here's another one we want to share with you. A group of comedians saw a woman trying to pay for gas. So here we go. So the group of comedians saw a woman trying to pay for her gas with pennies. And they, let me see if I can start it from the beginning. Here we go. Okay. All right. So this is a group of comedians saw a woman paying for her gas with pennies. And they came and gave her some dollars. They said, "We're comedians. It's not illegal. We just want to help."
"My husband just died, and we said, well, we weren't like this. We were only going to be, I didn't ask him nobody for nothing. I didn't, I didn't even ask him nothing.
Oh, my God." They gave her a hug, gave her some money. And for those who are not watching, this is a black guy. This is a white woman, you know.
He told me that you're
paying
for your dinner
with Penny,
so I had to show
up.
It's only right. We got to
stay
together. Well,
she's moved to
tears.
How do I take you and repay you? You don't have to, man. Forward.
That's
you.
That's you, man.
Oh, my God. Because he doesn't count. And
when
says he's watching you,
he's watching you. Yeah, definitely watching
out. We lose
sight, but we restore. Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Now, this is it.
Again, this is what happened. These young men saw a woman struggling to pay for her gas with pennies, so they knew she didn't have much money. And they came and explained that her husband just died, you know, didn't have money.
I didn't even ask him.
You ain't got to
pass. You
all right? Oh, my God. You okay? We got love for you. Let's see it. Take care.
You
gave
her to
we got to take care of each other. So we're showing this, you know, a couple of times, so that you can see what love looks like. And when you just help somebody because you know they need help. And this was posted by Ha Ha Davis. And of course, she's overwhelmed.
You just
said pay it forward.
That's for you, man.
Oh, my God.
That was from BuzzFeed. You know, these are the things that we can do to just be kind, just be helpful, just be loving. So we got a couple of minutes. Go to 773-499. You got about a minute before we go. Introduce yourself and give us your thoughts.
Hello?
Yeah, 773-499. Introduce yourself. Got about a minute before we wrap up. What are your thoughts?
Well, this is Rashida, and since you're talking about sharing and caring and giving love, I thought of something that we could all share in and generate some ties in the community as well as revenue for Kwanzaa. I have a product that's manufactured out of shea butter, natural shea butter for hair. And I'm interested in sharing my product with anybody who wants to generate some revenue.
Okay, we're about to go off the air. So real quick, give us the website where we can go to.
Well, you
or
can contact
phone
me,
reach you.
Ali at AOL.com, CRASHIDAHALI at AOL.com. Email me. You can find my product as well at the wholesale stores, Dills, Walmart. But I'm looking for distributors to generate revenue. And it's all made from natural product for black hair.
So okay, real quick, give us the email address again real quick.
It's R-A-S-H-I-D, as in David, A-H-A-L-I at AOL.com.
All right, we'll look to see if we can get you some distributors and share the love, share the products, and share the wealth. Thank you so much, Rashida. We appreciate you. And for everybody, we say happy holidays. Enjoy your life. Share the
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.